Entrepreneurs are set to benefit from the Jamaica Business Development Corporation, JBDC's Lean Startup Strategy Workshop Series, set for March 7 to 8 at the Institute of Chartered Accountants, Ruthven Road in Kingston. The workshop, being held for the second time, will focus on topics such as testing and validating your business model and financing your startup.
Lean Startup teaches you the difference between creating a product or service and creating value. So we find that many entrepreneurs get caught up in creating a product or creating a service. But what the strategy teaches you is how to create value as against creating a product, because they might create a product that is not valuable to the marketplace.
Manager of Business Advisory Services at the JBDC, Althea West Myers. So, basically, the Lean Startup strategy is about enabling the participants to create a minimum viable version of their product and taking it to the market in order to gain valuable earnings.
It also helps business owners to know how to respond to the market, as well as to how to drive demand in the marketplace, how to interpret and reinterpret what the market is saying to you, how to be efficient in your business operations altogether.
Focus will also be placed on participants understanding the cost structure of their businesses and the efficient use of capital within businesses. The workshop is targeted at, but not limited to, persons who have been in business for a while, but have not been making any measurable or significant progress. It will also cater for persons who might be grappling with the uncertainty of the startup period of their businesses.
The Lean Startup strategy, though, is not only for startup businesses, but if you are a startup business, you are prime target. Yeah, we would advise you to come so that you make as few mistakes as possible and that you the inefficiencies will be reduced.
Mrs. Westmeyer says registration has been going well so far, and she's advising entrepreneurs to register as quickly as possible. She says last year's staging of the workshop was excellent in terms of the feedback. She's anticipating positive results from the upcoming sessions.
Last year was altogether a one-day workshop. This time around it will be a two-day workshop. First day we'll be looking at the strategy itself, and the second day we'll be looking at how you implement those strategies as it relates to your finance.
As it relates to expected outcomes, Mrs. Westmeyer says it is hoped that at the end of the workshop, participants will realize that failure of a startup business is a part of the process.
The startup failure rate is said to be high. You know, we hear about weird numbers of 80 and 90% of startup failure. We want people to understand that failure, yes, is innate. It's a part of the process, you know. But we want people to understand that the feel, the learning and the risk that it associates with the level of failure, we want to reduce that.
Mrs. Westmeyer says if businesses experience failure, it is important that they use the lessons learned to help their business grow.
We want people to reduce inefficiencies in the business. We want them to understand the value of speed and the value of learning. We're trying to increase competitiveness among small business and reduce long-term failure.
Mrs. Westmeyer is encouraging persons who are genuinely entrepreneurial and who have an interest in growing their businesses to sign up for the upcoming workshop. The cost to participate in the event is $10,000 and includes course materials and refreshment. Interested persons are required to register online at jbdc.net. The JBDC's goal is to help businesses to survive and prosper by providing them with advice, consultancy and training of the highest professional standard on both generalist and specialist business subjects. More than 2,000 businesses have benefited from the JBDC's services over the years.
Do you know someone who died without making a will? Did that person leave assets and children under 18 years old? If so, report the death to the Administrator General's Department, which is responsible for protecting the interests of minors, beneficiaries, and creditors. In making the report, you must submit a form of particulars, an original death certificate, beneficiaries' birth certificates, and proof of assets. You can visit the Administrator General's Department in Kingston at 12 Ocean Boulevard or Montego Bay at 42B Union Street. Visit our website at agd.gov.jm. Our numbers are 922-1830-3. That's the Administrator General's Department, securing your legacy.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.